Jogging to forget. Going for a jog was Brian Henderson's favorite hobby. A journalist at the Economic Times, a highly reputed journal, by profession, he did what he could to get away as far as possible from journalism. The reason was simple. After graduating from high school, he had found himself at a juncture, either to go to university or to attend the School of Journalism. Choosing what he believed to be the more inviting career, he had opted for the latter. Unfortunately, this had not turned out to have been a judicious choice. Jubilant though he had been, when being hired by the Economic Times, he soon found himself in a veritable jungle of backstabbing and backbiting. Even though his occasional juicy stories involving some high-ranking official or other invariably provided a jolt of energy to his system, Brian at times felt that his life had become a bit of a jumble. One day, as he was jogging along Hyde Park, coming upon the junction with Notting Hill Road, he was beginning to feel thirsty and turned into the pub at the corner for some juice. The barman, who recognized him from earlier visits, sidled up to Brian and said in a jocular vein, "Sorry, sir, my memory is a bit jumbled. So could you jolt it for me and tell me again how it happened that you had that huge libel judgment awarded against you?" "Mind your own business," Brian retorted. "You're exercising very poor judgment and even less discretion. You may not know it, but the judge actually had no jurisdiction in the matter, and the case will be retried by a jury. And besides, I'm not coming here to be reminded of my working life by the likes of you, so shut up."